From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting the list of high-profile Republicans distancing themselves from presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to grow. Even his running mate Mike Pence has condemned Trump's lewd comments about women in a 2005 video. Pence said that he could not condone or defend Trump's words. The candidate's wife, Melania, said in a statement, "The words my husband used are unacceptable and offensive to me. This does not represent the man that I know." The candidate himself issued an apology early Saturday morning, saying that the words on the tape do not reflect who he is now. Nevertheless, House Speaker Paul Ryan, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, and several of Trump's former opponents, including Governor John Kasich of Ohio and Dr. Ben Carson, have all come out against his statements. Some Republicans have called for Trump to step aside, but the nominee told the Wall Street Journal newspaper there was zero chance he would quit the race. Hurricane Matthew made landfall in South Carolina Saturday after killing hundreds in the Caribbean and at least 9 people in the United States. The storm is expected to dump massive amounts of rain in the Carolinas. North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory has asked residents to move to higher ground.
And if you are in a low-lying area, and you know you're in a low-lying area that's flooded with a lot less rain than that, it's time to get out of there and find someplace else to stay in higher areas of land or in shelters, because it will flood with that much rain.
Matthew has killed nearly 900 people in Haiti and left tens of thousands of others homeless. So far, 4 people died in Florida, 2 in Georgia, and 3 in North Carolina. This is VOA News. Russia has vetoed a French-drafted UN Security Council resolution that would have demanded an immediate end to airstrikes in Syria. French Foreign Minister Jean-Marc Ayrault said that the vote would allow Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to continue killing. He says blocking the adoption of this resolution would give Bashar al-Assad the possibility of killing even more. A rival Russian resolution calling for separation of moderate and extremist forces in Syria, but not an end to the air campaign, failed to get the needed 9 yes votes. Meanwhile, fighting continued in Syria, with government forces reporting the takeover of an area of Aleppo's northern outskirts. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights also said government forces recaptured several towns from rebels in Hama's northern countryside and in the town of Al-Hamih, northwest of Damascus. An airstrike by Saudi-led coalition planes has killed 82 people and wounded hundreds of others attending a funeral at a hall in the capital city, Sana'a. Witnesses say one missile hit the hall and another landed nearby during the funeral for the father of Galal al-Rawishan, the interior minister of the rebel Houthi government. Al-Rawishan is reported to have been seriously injured. Witnesses are blaming the strike on the Saudi-led coalition that supports the internationally recognized government of President Abd Rabu Mansur Hadi. A source with the Saudi-led coalition told the Reuters news agency that the coalition had no role in the airstrike. The Saudi-led coalition has been providing air support for Hadi's forces in a civil war that has killed more than 10,000 people. German police are searching for a suspect after he was identified as 22-year-old Jaber al-Bakr when they received intelligence that he was planning a bombing attack. Authorities detained 3 people known to al-Bakr after they found explosives in an apartment they raided while looking for him in the eastern city of Chemnitz. The explosives were later detonated in a controlled explosion. A series of attacks hit Germany this summer, with Islamic State claiming 2 in late July. Police shot dead the assailants in both incidences. Security forces in Bangladesh killed 11 suspected members of an Islamist militant group in an ongoing crackdown against extremism in that country. Bangladesh's home minister said the suspects were members of the banned group Jumatul Mujahideen Bangladesh, which was blamed for an attack on the capital city Dhaka in July. 22 people died in the cafe attack, including 17 foreigners. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.